heaven.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that. No risk. No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, what was that? Are you wearing green shorts and flip-flops for St. Paddy's Day? Or are you just doing your part by making the powers that be turn green? That's a question from Tony Isaacs as he sends me a note on the Facebook. Hey, welcome back. Robert Scott Bell on the air. Sunday's afternoons. It is St. Paddy's Day. I don't know. Does that mean anything to you other than drinking green beer? The beer is not supposed to be green. Don't drink the green beer. Drink, if you like beer, go get an organic brew. Not green. No food coloring added. Then we can talk, okay? Even a non-alcoholic brew. My little nephew used to call it a knockaholic brew. Knockaholic? Can I have a knockaholic brew? Non-alcoholic. Anyway, welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. We are rocking the health world next couple of hours through GCN and all of our wonderful affiliates all over planet Earth. That's right. Check it all out. Links are up at robertscadbell.com. First and foremost, the most notorious health myths. We've got to dispose of them. That's what we're going to do. Get ready for those. Also, radiation for breast cancer. Guess what? It can harm your hearts, too. And antibiotics. I talked about this last week on the show through my Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio show. Z-Packs. Any of you out there get prescribed a Z-Pack? Well, look out. It could create abnormal heart arrhythmias and maybe even heart attacks. No, not a Z-Pack. Yes, a Z-Pack. Also, Rand Paul winning the CPAC straw poll. No, it really happened. Ron passed the torch and Rand won the CPAC poll. Doesn't mean anything. Also, could there be a false flag event with white people with guns? The SPLC warns that could be a hint. So we'll talk about that and anything else you want to call me on. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Check out the links. Washali Love and Liam Sheff will all be together next week, Sunday, and Saturday and Friday, the 22nd through 24th of March, on the Queen Mary for the Alive and Healthy Conference. We'll talk to Washali, and maybe even Liam will chime in next hour on that. But first and foremost, what health myths do you know about and need to dispose of? Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, he's the author of Real Cause, Real Cure, and I've interviewed him a number of times over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, he had an interview with Dr. Manny Alvarez. Occasionally, I'll tell you, Manny does a good job, and a lot more times he goofs on what he says. He's just a doctor. What do you want from a doctor? Come on. Go easy on him, Robert. He's only a doctor. I know. Anyway, on FoxNews.com, there's a link, and this is really good because Teitelbaum knows his stuff. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum knows his stuff, and I do want to go through a few of these to start off the show today to give you some breathing room so that you're not hoodwinked by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And we're going to start, and I'll throw my angles in on it as well in addition to what's in the article here. So check this out. Arthritis. Anybody? Inflammation? Anybody? Bueller? A lot of arthritis out there. And, of course, the medical establishment, the degreed medical professionals are going to say, hey, you need some arthritis medicine. Guess what it's going to be? It's going to be a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug or a COX-2 inhibiting drug or maybe even worse. And these things are very dangerous and damaging to guess what? Your digestive tract, your liver, and your kidneys, among other things. Not a good idea. And Teitelbaum knows this, and he says more than 30,000 unnecessary deaths occur each year due to arthritis medication. Things like ibuprofen, standard, It's the standard of care. Everybody take ibuprofen. Yeah, if you want that kind of standard of care, you might be going off to your grave a lot sooner than you need to be going to it. Ibuprofen, standard arthritis medication. 16,500 bleeding ulcerations, ulcer deaths a year from those ibuprofens, for instance. Doubling and also tripling, even tripling of your heart attack and stroke risk. I'm sort of shocked that this was published on Fox News or anywhere in the mainstream, lamestream, toxic, polluted, pharmaceutically conflicted media. It's a good sign. I think they have to now cover these stories because you're already aware of them. And if they don't, they're going to look pretty foolish. And, of course, the decline of ratings in the mainstream media is legendary at this point. You guys are flocking to new media like the Robert Scott Bell Show, like Natural News and the like. You don't want to double and triple your heart attack. You want to do something that can help you. What else can you do? Now, there's a pain mix that he talks about with willow bark. You know about white willow bark? White willow bark tincture is the basis for aspirin. Non-synthetic, non-toxic, will not destroy your gut, your stomach. And you can take it. And yes, I've even, oh my gosh, Robert is giving it to his kids. Yeah, my son had a headache. He's a teenager. Gave him some willow bark. Now, there's also Boswellia here that Dr. Teitelbaum is mentioning, and the combination is brilliant because it's twice as effective as ibuprofen, yet none of the downside, none of the side effects. Of course, curcumin is an anti-inflammatory, is stunning in its efficacy, and it's much more effective than a COX-2 inhibiting drug that can increase the risk of heart attack. Now, I will also add in homeopathic medicine because there are wonderful remedies for pain and inflammation of arthritis, including and especially Rus toxicodendron. Yes, that's right. It's getting to be spring. It's almost spring in the normal in the northern hemisphere. And we've got something that's going to pop up again if you're starting to work out in the yards. And it's called poison ivy. Poison ivy, yeah, it's Rus toxicodendron. It's one of the most amazing homeopathic remedies for arthritis and inflammation. Even it'll help with gout, along with other things. But I want to remind you that in addition to taking natural pain and inflammation reducers, that we also must look to the excretory pathways and get those metabolic wastes and environmental toxins out of the body. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott. We take it all the way to out of the body. Because the accumulation of these inflammatory compounds, reason being why we have inflammation. We don't have inflammation because you just have inflammation. There's a reason. And so if you do ibuprofen and NSAIDs and things, it doesn't address the reason why there's inflammation. I'm just saying, I want to get you well if you want to be well. And so doing things like liver detoxification support, homeopathic drainage remedies, detox, extra selenium and chromium that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, for instance, is going to help to go a long way into removing the bad guys out of your body that are creating the what? Pain and inflammation. And that's true even as we go into the fibromyalgic conditions. We cannot simply manage pain. We've got to reduce the real cause of the pain. And one thing Dr. Teitelbaum doesn't mention, I know it's a short article, so he can't go into everything, but the omega-3 essential fatty acids, that's the fish oil, cod liver oil, flax oil. They're making it now from algae, DHA, EPA. You want to go up 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA to reduce inflammation tremendously. Let's continue on here. Myth number two in this article. I'm just going right into the heart. No waiting. I've got loads of stories. And by the way, if you want to call me with a question or comment or your experience with overcoming inflammation, I'd be glad to hear from you at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Myth number two, you need to take calcium to treat osteoporosis. No, you don't. In fact, it sometimes can be the worst thing that you can do with osteoporosis. Because it's very rare to have a genuine calcium deficiency because there's calcium everywhere. It's one of those macro minerals. It's not hard to get calcium. Leafy greens. Even if you do dairy, I would encourage you to do organic and raw, real dairy. But Get away from the whole idea that everybody needs calcium, so much calcium, because it is not the fact. It's not true. In fact, we covered this, I think it was last week or the week before, after the Health Freedom Expo. I did an interview with Dr. Carolyn Dean, and she's one of my favorite docs. She's a naturopath and a medical doctor, and she wrote The Magnesium Miracle. And she said the same thing I was saying. Calcium in excess is very dangerous and, in fact, can precipitate calcification in the arteries. A lot of imbalances. What we're dealing with are other mineral deficiencies, like magnesium. Yes, magnesium, big time. And boron and other trace minerals. And so Teitelbaum says it well here in this article. I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Osteoporosis is not a calcium deficiency, and the calcium is very little benefit. But, he says, recent studies show that it can increase heart attack deaths by up to 31%, which is massive. So when your doctor tells you to take calcium, you might want to go to a different doctor, somebody that knows what they're talking about. Going for other osteoporosis minerals, because the mineral deficiencies leading to the osteoporosis include strontium, which is shown to be twice as effective as the bisphosphonate, how do you say, the Sally Field drugs, the flying nun, who, if she lands, will crumble into a pile of mush because she promotes osteoporosis medications. Magnesium, vitamin D, boron. I mention them, and they're in there. We talk about them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Another great bit of information that you won't get in the mainstream media, except occasionally it slips through when they interview a Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. How about indigestion? Anybody out there suffering with indigestion? Acid reflux? You think you need an antacid? Do you need a proton pump inhibiting drug? Do you need Nexium and Prevacid? If you think you do, when we come back from this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'll tell you exactly what you need to do instead of going for another drug that will block absorption of all minerals, which will precipitate much worse conditions than the indigestion you think is so horrible right now, including immune diseases and cancer. Stand by for that. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. This is the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Back after this.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's destroy some health myths today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those health myths that are driving you to drink. No, driving you to drugs, or both, or worse. Well, the number, 800-259-5791. That's right, 800-259-5791. You can reach me right now on the air. A little bit of time. It goes fast, the fastest 2 hours of healing. But thankfully, we do this an additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio. And all the links, including archives, absolutely free for download and iTunes, wherever you're getting the show. No cheap seats, no nosebleed seats. And by the way, if you do get a nosebleed listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, not likely, but if you're at altitude, homeopathic phosphorus. There you go. Homeopathic phosphorus, and you're covered. So what other health myths are there that Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum had talked about in this Fox News report? Antacids. I grew up on antacids, right? My teen years. Digestive, indigestion, heartburn, you know it. Gas, bloating, constipation, all these problems. Now, I will talk at length in my lectures about the source of these problems, including vaccines and antibiotics and more. And in fact, I'll do that again at the Alive and Healthy Conference, which has just been expanded because there's so much demand to go there. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of March in Long Beach, California. You ever wanted to take a cruise without taking a cruise? Come on down on the Queen Mary. Yes, it's on the water, but it's not going anywhere. Just hanging out. And even if there's an earthquake, you'll just roll with it, okay? It'll be on the water. Be cool. So we're going to have a good time there, Alive and Healthy Conference. In the show notes, there's links up. Of course, we're going to talk with Rashali more about it later. But the antacids, these are the things that block digestion, destroy it. They don't get into the whole reason why you're having the problem at all. Just so typical of FDA-approved drugs, which is why if you do what the FDA says to do, you're going to get ill. That's just the way it is. You follow what the FDA says, do the opposite, and you'll get healthy. That's pretty much a rule, good rule to live by. So indigestion is not about stomach acid so much as it is general poor digestion. Mineral imbalances, again, mineral deficiencies. And by the way, if you want to help to detoxify your body in a delicious, tasty way, then try the One World Way at 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Stephen Huer. I got to get him back on this week. I want to talk to him about some stuff. Great archives with Stephen, of course. But you're going to increase glutathione production via the One World Way, which will help to bind out the bad guys, get them out of the body. So great, great way to detoxify, especially heavy metals. Good stuff. So taking digestive enzymes, Teitelbaum recommends. That's great. Make sure they're 100% plant-based, he recommends. He says probiotics in yogurts and supplements. Yes, I agree. Although yogurts tend to be, if they're not raw, they are processed and altered in a way that I don't like, and I don't think it'll be as efficient. So I do the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, as you know. We get those from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, and he's at 888, and let's see, 888-424-1077. I'm going by memory here today. 888-424-866, I should say. Did I say that wrong? See, that's what I do when I rely on only my memory. 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. And so that can help with digestive processes as well as immune system health. So if you know somebody that's on an antacid like I was for much of my young life, or even worse, the proton pump inhibiting drugs, you are going to block digestion altogether and create severe nutritional deficiencies down the road if you already aren't suffering from them. So check that out. Check that out. If you have a question, by the way, 800-259-5791, right now online, 800-259-5791. Oh, here's myth number four. I love this myth. This may be one of my favorite myths. Not that I like the myth, but I like being able to bust it, and I'm glad Teitelbaum has done this. The myth that you should avoid the sun. Any of you still doing that? Are you slathering your kids in carcinogenic chemicals to prevent them from producing vitamin D? Are you doing that? Avoiding the sun is going to give your kids cancer. It's going to give your kids cancer. The melanomas are happening not in sun-exposed areas. They're happening where there's no sun exposure. Now, I'm not saying everybody should run out in the sun naked. I mean, that, unless you've got a very big fence in the backyard where no one can see you, we don't want to offend anybody. I guess it's St. Paddy's Day. Some people might do that because they're drinking too much green beer today anyway. But the reality is the sunshine helps to produce vital nutrients and hormones, including the vitamin D, which is a hormone and a vitamin. And without it, you risk increasing your likelihood of breast cancer, autoimmune diseases, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. And particularly, if you have more pigment than I do, if you're not pigmentally challenged, right? That means you have more pigment, you know what I'm talking about here, and your ancestors have lived more along the equatorial regions of planet Earth, and you live in the northern climes or the extreme southern climes where you get less sun exposure, you are at major league increased risk of breast cancer and autoimmune disease and MS and diabetes. So get out there, enjoy the sun, not to the point of burning yourself. That's not what I'm advocating here. But certainly stop with this idea that the moment your kids go outside, they have to be slathered in sun cream. All right? Yeah, high SPFs. What we do is we expose the kids to the sun gradually as the sun, you know, as the spring progresses into summer. We really don't have to use anything. In extreme cases, there are non-toxic, non-carcinogenic, organic-type blocks. But the best thing is just to put on, you know, a shirt that has an SPF rating, if you're really concerned, rather than slathering them with chemicals that could create much worse problems than you trying to avoid the sun exposure. Now, here, one more myth here I think we could squeeze in before the break. Heart failure is a death sentence. Heart failure. Now, heart failure could be a lot of reasons, including using Z-Packs that doctors are prescribing all too often here. I'll talk about that in a little while. But these statin drugs are precipitating heart failure. What's a death sentence is being on a statin drug because they want to lower cholesterol, which is not needing to be lowered. If it is extremely high, as it is in the case of genuine hypercholesterolemia, it's more indicative of liver congestion in a big way than the fact that you're worried or should be worried about cholesterol. You should be concerned about your liver, and therein lies the reason why you should be taking 200 micrograms a day of selenium from a food-grown source, which you could also get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And I've given you the number already. 200 micrograms a day, bare minimum, is a maintenance. More if you're dealing with more serious situations. But Teitelbaum goes in. Dr. Teitelbaum talks about coenzyme Q10. 200 milligrams a day will help heart function, especially if you're on a statin drug because it depletes CoQ10. Also ribose, which is an energy nutrient. And I will add to this, he's not listing it here, the GTF chromium, the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium, again, that we get from Jonathan as well. 100 micrograms 3 times a day. He also lists acetyl-carnitine, magnesium, big time, and B vitamins. These things will all help the muscle, the heart muscle, improve its function. And therefore, heart disease will not be a death sentence for you. Last one, real quick before the break, thyroid screenings are accurate. Well, the fact of the matter is, as much as you like to believe that they are, the thyroid screenings are not. And there are a lot of things you can do. I don't know if I have time to go into them all because we got a break here. I'll see if I can throw some out. But selenium is big. Essential fatty acids are big. Homeopathic thyroidinum, homeopathic iodine, which is iodum, also excellent. Hey, Rand Paul won CPAC. What does it mean? And why is the SPLC warning against white people with guns? Could this be precipitating or predicting a false flag event to go after you people that love the Bill of Rights? We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 pass. And $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Hey, what do you think about that? Rand Paul won the CPAC, a conservative group that meets every year. His dad, Ron, won it 2 years in a row. Of course, it was being flooded with young people that love liberty, not like the old guard of, what was the guy's name? The blue hairs? Is that rude to say that? John McCain, does he have hair? And Lindsey Lohan, Lindsey Graham, right. I keep thinking Lindsey Lohan. Every time I think of Lindsey Graham, why do I think of Lindsey Lohan? Is that weird? Strange, I know. But, yeah, it's Lindsey Graham and McCain. They didn't like Rand Paul because he filibustered all about what? Don't drone me, bro. Don't drone me, bro. This idea that there should be something called the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, habeas corpus, the right of trial by jury, that warrants are necessary, all of this that basically Lindsey Graham and John McCain and other neocons on the left and the right think, hey, it's okay. Obama would never do that, or some would say Obama would do that, or what about the next president? CPAC, man, Rand Paul is doing a number on the neocons there, and they're not liking it. And then they're calling him now. They can't call him a full-on isolationist. You know how they used to call Ron Paul? He's an isolationist. Never mind that he was for peaceful interaction with all people in all countries and governments and trade, free trade, real free trade, not managed trade as it is with free trade agreements. But even though they bastardized the word isolationist and tried to pin it on Ron, they're calling Rand a semi-isolationist. We can't go all the way because he's not as radical as his dad, believing in free trade the way he does. And not understanding the word isolationism. To disengage militarily is not to isolate. In fact, engaging militarily everywhere is isolating the United States to the point where it's perhaps the most hated country on the planet. And I don't say that, now you're a terrorist too, Robert, because you just said that. No, I'm acknowledging that if my neighbor sticks his nose into my business every day, comes into my kitchen telling me what to feed my kids, how to eat, how to live, what religion to believe in, I'm going to be pretty ticked off at my neighbor. I might even resort to punching him in the nose to get him out. And, of course, then they say, well, you're the terrorist. You resorted to violence. Well, I didn't want to, but he violated my space, my right to liberty and property, right? And, of course, the U.S. government, the de facto government, has violated that for decades now. In the name of not the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or Declaration of Independence, but in the name of some global New World Order conspiracy that they don't even know they're involved in. And then we deal with the CPSC, SCLP, SLPC, what are they calling these things? Southern Poverty Law Center. What does the Poverty Law Center have to do with going after white people with guns? I mean, that's what they're trying to do, is vilify. There's a new report. Radical anti-government continues explosive growth. What are you talking about? The founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, were they radical for wanting to disconnect themselves from the crown of England, who was basically a form of tyranny that might have been a less tyrannical government than the one we're seeing today? And they're bringing this up because they wrote a big letter to Eric Holder, Attorney General Eric Holder, Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. SPLC is now warning of the potential for domestic terrorism and urging the creation of a new interagency task force to assess the adequacy of federal resources devoted to the threat. What the hell is wrong with the SPLC? Do they want an American tyranny? Do they want government tyranny? Is that what they're begging for? The simple act of not liking abortion, believing in homeschooling, supporting someone like Ron Paul, perhaps even Rand Paul, now gets you on a list in America that you're a potential terrorist. Now, here's where the warning is, and I talked with Mike Adams briefly about this. He insinuated that as well, that what we need to look out for right now is a false flag attack, perhaps, because these things are often preceded by, they kind of massage your mind to make you believe that something's about to happen and we're going to tell you who's going to do it, so when it happens, you already know who the criminals are, despite the fact that there are those who want to disarm everybody in America. Not just white people, everybody. Learn from history. You know what happened in Nazi Germany? You know what happened in Stalin's Russia? Do we need to continue there? Well, we're going to continue with lots more healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including a radiation alert. Is your recliner radioactive? We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, how'd you like to go on a cruise next weekend? Well, we won't leave port, but we'll leave the auspices of the Fear and Death Administration behind as we bring healing to you at the Alive and Healthy Conference. March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, Washali Love will be joining me next hour. We might hear from Liam Sheff as well, who will be there. And, wow, it's going to be great. Next weekend we'll be there, and hopefully we'll be broadcasting live from the event as well. So stand by for that. And, of course, what other kind of healing you want to do? Give me a call, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The show notes are up at robertscottbell.com with all of the links that you need to get well and stay well from all of my wonderful sponsors, including the BCX Ultra. You know about that? The Rife Frequency. You know, we got problems with energy. I mean, ultimately, everything is about energy. And you want to use Rife Frequency to counteract those negative energies, whether they be microbial pathogens or cancerous energies. You can do that with the BCX Ultra, BioSolutions for Health. We'll get that link up in the show notes. I'll give you that toll-free number before we're done today. Let's see, what else we got? Radioactive recliners. How bizarre is this? Story up on Natural News just came out today. Radioactive recliner chairs, apartment buildings, and household goods are not as unusual as you may think, and it's about to get worse. The American government developed a solution for all the excess radioactive metal from the medical industry and military. That's right. You have an industry or industries that are very powerful, that influence policies because they've got the money to lobby big time. So if there's regulation, they will be lobbying for regulation that kind of, you know, gives them a side saddle. We'll get out of the way. We're okay. Right? We got all of this waste product. What are we going to do with it? I know. Let's approach the U.S. government and get an exemption or exception to the rule. And so what they're doing is basically the U.S. Department of Energy decided that in 2012, December, just December, not long ago, that it might be a good idea to revoke the ban on recycling radioactive material. Because it's expensive to throw away radioactive stuff. You know, they got to do the hazardous waste and beyond. So we can just remanufacture that into household goods, spread the radiation around. That's a form of what? Radioactive socialism? Is it really? Is that what we need here? That's what our government is doing, protecting us by radiating us. Not enough that the TSA does it. Not enough that you get it, you know, every time you go into a hospital with a CAT scan or an x-ray for this or anything. They now want you to recline on a radioactive Lazy Boy. Or eat with a radioactive fork. Or cook with a radioactive stainless steel pot or pan. Not kidding here. You've got to read this story. Elevator buttons. This is your government on radiation trying to protect you. And you thought it was bad enough that they went over to... Where did they go? Everywhere. Iraq, particularly. The police action in Iraq. There was no declared war. They didn't have anything to do with the 9/11 event. Come on, get over that. We go there with depleted uranium munitions, and you see the ongoing levels of radiation, low-level background radiation, creating birth defects. Horrible things are happening over there. You want more of that to happen here in America? Bring them home. You care about the troops? Bring them home. Take care of our own. Defend our own borders. I mean, isn't that what nature does? Your body, your cells, yourself, do they go around the world defending other bodies and cells and self? Or do they, you know, focal point on the body that you got? And yet we think we can violate the laws of nature and go out and take care of everybody else, despite the fact that they might not want to be taken care of the way we want to take care of them, and violate their right to life, liberty, and property, even if they don't embrace liberty the way you want them to? Tell me what. Your nosy neighbor does the things to you that our government is doing to everybody else. You don't think you'd be a little upset? And you might say, hey, beyond being a little upset, you do this, you're treading on me. There's going to be big problems for you, mister. And yet the SPLC says, we got to warn against the people who are being bothered. Oh, yeah. You just got to chill out. You have no right to be bothered while we're all up and about your business. Here, take this SSRI medication. Drink this fluoride. And by the way, I just had Dr. Paul Conant on, I believe it was Friday's Healing Revolution broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go back and listen to the Friday show. If you go to robertscottbell.com, if you haven't figured this out, after the show airs, as soon as it becomes available, the archives to the show are actually listed and linked directly, hyperlinked in the text. Did you miss the show today? Click here and listen now. And that's true whether you're listening to today's broadcast, which is through Genesis Communications syndicated around the country, or whether it's through Natural News Radio Monday through Friday, rebroadcast through UK Health Radio, available on iTunes and beyond. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back to wrap up the hour. What is the story? Antibiotics causing fatal heart arrhythmias. I have to revisit it so you do not become a victim of antibiotics after this break.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
How many times have you been put on an antibiotic last year? Last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? Or have you reduced your reliance on pharmaceutical intervention for infections? Do you know about the silver hydrosol, the bioactive silver hydrosol I use here? From the Robert Scott Bell Show, I've used for my family. My kids, I've said this, not vaccinated. Oh, no! Run! No, embrace. Never once have had that antibiotic. 13 years old, 7.5 years old. Now, is that saying, am I saying that there would never be an, ever be a case where I wouldn't consider it or utilize it if I felt it was necessary? No, absolutely not. I don't throw out the pharmaceutical baby with the bathwater. If there's an appropriate place for intervention, it's in a crisis when all natural things are not able to do it. But if you know how to use the natural world, the things in the natural world appropriately, then rarely, if ever, will you have to rely upon the pharmaceutical patented FDA-approved intervention. Now, silver hydrosol is one of those things. The active state of silver, isolated, charged, pure and clean, the water, you can address every microbial infection, including and especially the ones that are resistant to every drug known to man, from methicillin to vancomycin. But you got to know how to use it frequently enough. Get it to where it's needed to go, and you can do it. You can utilize probiotics to replenish immunity. You can detoxify the body. You can use the Rife frequency that we use here as well. You know, Judy Irwin, we've had her on this show many times over the years. She's an absolute sweetheart, and she'll help you out and to learn how to do it. Bioelectricsforhealth.com. She's at 800-936-6240. 800-936-6240. And, of course, you can get the Sovereign Silver through Natural News. They have a shop on naturalnews.com. You can check it out. They're big 16-ounce size at a great, great price. And also, if you're stressed out, and I'll get into some stress issues, remember the Shentrition, the adaptogens plus superfoods. But I covered this last week, or maybe it was even the week before. Got a call from Jerry Doyle. You know Jerry Doyle, number 3 talk show host in the nation. Great guy, totally independent. And occasionally I'll be on his show, believe it or not. How does he have Robert Scott Bell on his show? Amazing, right? But he's like, yep, we do it. He tipped me off to the Z-Pak story. Zithromycin, Zithromax, Z-Max, Z-Pak. And the link was to heart arrhythmias and heart attacks. And I said, well, okay, Jerry, I need to investigate what the pathway is involved here. Why is this happening? And in the story last week, they actually said, we're really not sure what's going on here. But they also reference that patients who have low blood levels of potassium and magnesium are at higher risk. Bingo, bango, bongo. There was your clue. A brilliant clue right there. And it tells you, it should tell you, that the use of these drugs and all these other things that destroy the gut weaken our ability or impair our ability to assimilate nutrients and minerals. Minerals key to heart rhythm, balance, and function. Magnesium, potassium key among them. And so what we find is that the Z-Pak is disrupting the absorption, or maybe, in fact, because of the toxic interaction, the body is relinquishing those macro minerals that are so important to protect the body
from other untoward effects of the antibiotic drug or other drugs. So for me, it's not a mystery why these antibiotics, like amoxicillin, are also found to have caused heart arrhythmia. They deplete mineral levels in the body, both macro and micro minerals, which is why it is so critically necessary to restore digestive function that has been impaired. And of course, for many years, I've been talking about the silver aloe protocol, where we use the sovereign silver mixed with some organic aloe vera juice 3 times a day prior to meals, let it go down there, cleanse the gut and heal the gut, because silver downregulates inflammation and upregulates the healing of the gastrointestinal tissue, any epithelial tissue, skin tissue on the outside of the body as well. And as it heals the tissue, of course, now you have the interface restored between the outside world and the inside world. So that which you put in your alimentary canal that is appropriate will get in, and that which is not appropriate will pass right through, because you have the shielded layer of protection of that layer and lining. And that would include the necessity of restoring and replenishing the probiotics. That the gut has been so utterly destroyed by napalm in the guise of antibiotics and vaccines and additives and preservatives and flavorings and colorings and pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and plastifiers and now genetically modified organisms. Abominations. It's a wonder we're alive at all. But it's not a wonder why we're suffering from both acute and chronic diseases, epidemic proportions, particularly in the chronic realm, because we are a subtle, slow, and growing mineral nutrient deficiencies, not answered by any drug, because we do not have drug deficiencies. So we've got to recover. We've got to restore. We need our 200 micrograms of selenium a day. We need these balanced minerals, these superfoods, like we get from Shentrition, which keeps me going here. Adaptogens, adapting to the difficulties that we're all dealing with. Shentrition.com. Give them a call, 866-497-7436. Toll free, 866-497-7436. And we'll get you going. And once again, I want to remind you about the upcoming Alive and Healthy Conference. We're going to talk about this with Vashali. We'll see if we can get Liam on as well a little later tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Later. Well, maybe tomorrow, but for sure later in the show after the news break. Also, if you've ever listened to Advanced Medicine Mondays on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Bitar, we're going to hit tomorrow the issue of these kids with autism and vaccine damage growing older into teen and adult years, and how the medical community that created them is ill-equipped, ill-prepared to deal with them. It's a disaster, not waiting to happen, but happening right now. We'll get to that. But if you want to bring the power to heal back to you, why don't you plan on coming to not only the Alive and Healthy Conference next weekend in Long Beach, but the next Advanced Medicine Seminar, April 20th through 27th, a week-long retreat, all-inclusive, in Cancun, Mexico. How cool would that be? AdvancedMedicineSeminars.com. And sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. If you haven't done so already, with each email blast, and I don't do them often. I thought I could do them daily. Forget that noise. If I'm lucky to get them out to you once a week. But it also includes a special code so that you can take part in the private club, healing clubs, that allow for you to get outside the realm of public health and go into private health, so that if you're a doctor, you can speak more freely. If you're a patient, you can receive the information more freely. It would normally cost a bundle to do it, but Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, if they sign up, you sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. You'll get that information on how to sign up for absolutely nothing for free. So check that out online. This is the place to go and, well, be for health, freedom, and healing. 6 days a week, but right now we're kicking it off on the Sunday version through GCN of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron Break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.